Wildcat Nation, welcome back to another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. As I'm sitting here recording this on a hot, hot Tuesday afternoon, June 7th, 2022. This won't be out until maybe either Friday or Saturday. So yes, even though I'm recording this a few days ahead of time, we're getting a lot of news in here. So definitely, obviously, track and field with the, the NCAA Outdoor Championships going on. We're going to have recaps of that going on. So yeah, another busy week of dailies as I'm trying to get this down to 3 days a week here. But like I said, we're trying to cover all things K-State Athletics. That's what this podcast is all about. So again, we'll have coverage of that, obviously, and there is a lot of postseason awards out there as well. We'll try to get those covered within the next week or two. Definitely get the recognition that these K-State athletes deserve as well. But another one that needs a recognition for sure, and really since the beginning of this podcast, the origins of this podcast, none other than Michael Bishop, who was the quarterback here at K-State for the 1997-98 season. He is back on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot, which was released on Monday. The 2023 College Football Hall of Fame ballot was released, and members of this Hall of Fame committee, or whoever is a member of this committee, membership voting runs through June 30th, basically to the end of the month. Results will be submitted by then to the NFF's Honors Court, which will talk about it, and they will select, go from there, and will select the class of 2023, which again, once again, Michael Bishop's on that list here, and there's been a lot of hollering, rumbling around here, at least, that he needs to be there as well. I know we talked about it early on in this podcast. We haven't talked about it lately. I'm sure that discussion will come up in future podcasts this summer as the summer unfolds here. But yeah, Michael Bishop is on this list. He is joined by a host of other candidates, which include Aaron Beasley, West Virginia defensive back. You have Fozell. I'm not going to go through all of this. I'm going to just go over these names here that Michael Bishop is trying to get in this Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame here. Fozell Adams, offensive tackle, Michigan State. Oh, yeah, Eric Berry. Now, I grew up a Florida Gator fan and still is a Gator fan. Even though, yes, I'm a K-State alum, I still root for the Gators. Watch this guy play. And obviously, he was a dominant in the back end for the Kansas City Chiefs. So he's still on here. Justin Blackman, the tall, lanky receiver from Oklahoma State on this list. Jeff Briggle, offensive guard, USC. Larry Burton, a split end. Are you serious? Split end, Purdue. I don't think I've heard of that position before. Maybe during my times watching all this football I've been watching since I'm a little kid. I was a little kid. Yeah, that's a rarity. And here's another name that people, college football folks, should be familiar with. That is Reggie Bush, USC running back. There's been a lot of controversy around him and his Heismans. Yeah, I'm not going to dive in and all that on the K-State podcast. Rocky Kalamus, Oklahoma. He was on that 2000 national championship team with Josh Heupel, knocking off FSU. He's on this list. Greg Carr, linebacker from Auburn. Let's see down here. Gajana Carter, Penn State running back. He was a 94 unanimous first team All-American. Mark Carrier, DB from USC. Matt Kavanaugh, Pittsburgh quarterback from 1977. Excuse me. Russell Carter, another DB from out of SMU. And then this guy, another name that I'm familiar with, Dallas Clark, the talented tight end who came out of Iowa, who was the 2002 unanimous first-team All-American and a Mackey Award winner. And then Brad Culpepper. How come I didn't hear about this one? Florida defensive tackle, Brad Culpepper. He was 91 consistent first-team All-American. Never heard of him before. And here I'll say I was a Gator fan. Tim Couch, this name I'm familiar with. I watched a ton of SEC football back in the day and still do, even though, yes, I'm squinched with the Big 12 now. These names bring up old-time memories here. Tim Couch, quarterback, came out of Kentucky. This name right here, Miami, quarterback Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey, I think, is the OC for the Bills, I think, still now. He was in the running for possibly going for a head coaching position. But Ken Dorsey, who was on those talented Miami teams in the early 2000s, they had DJ Dozier, Penn State running back in 86. Indiana's in here. Vaughn Dunbar, running back. He was unanimous first team in 91. And this guy, woo, I'm familiar with this guy. Playing days with the Falcons. And he tore us up with his days at FSU, talking about Warrick Dunn. Woo, this is some hard hitting. This is some hard hitting candidates right here that Michael Bishop is a part of, obviously. Florida State running back, obviously, 96 All-American there as well. And here's another name that I'm familiar with, too. Dwight Freeney, Syracuse DN there as well. He was 0-1 unanimous first team All-American, who still holds the NC record for career sacks there as well. Iowa's Robert Gallery, who was offensive tackle there. Joe Garden, offensive guard here. Willie Gault. This is actually, come to think of it, I just realized this is alphabetical order. So let's just go down here. Toby Gerhart, Stanford. I remember this guy. Running back Tony Gonzalez, the tight end from California. We all know who he is. Dan Hampton, Arkansas D tackle. Kevin Hardy, Illinois linebacker. Marvin Harrison, another Syracuse alum here. We all know him for his time with the Colts. Peyton Manning. Garrison Hurst, his NFL times with the 49ers, and I'm familiar with him because he's out of Georgia, the defending national champions. And did I just mention this name a few minutes ago? Yes, I did. Josh Heupel on this list. He's also, and by the way, he is the Tennessee head coach there, entering his second season there. Craig Hayward, running back, Pittsburgh. Steve Hutchinson, offensive lineman, Michigan. Hutchinson, I'm feeling with him as well. And this guy, Brady James, the talented linebacker out of LSU. LaMichael James. Woo! Oregon, that dude was a scat back, man. I tell you, Sebastian Janikowski. Another name not familiar with playing days. Florida State, obviously. This dude knew how to kick field goals from long distance. I mean long distance. LaVon Kirkland, Clemson. Luke Kuechly, Boston College. Oh, gosh. Woo! What a beast he was. He there and with Carolina. Antonio Langham, Alabama. DB, James Laurinaitis. This is another guy. Ohio State. Three-team, first-team All-American. Ryan Leaf. Woo! The controversy man. Ryan Leaf, who has his own podcast. Washington State QB. We should be familiar with this. That guy. John Lee, kicker, UCLA. Ray Lewis, oh baby, Miami. I tell you that one. That is speak for itself there. Todd Light, DB, Notre Dame. Marshawn Lynch, Cali. Running back, I ain't going to go into that one. We all know that. Jeremy Maclin, not going to go in that. Missouri, Terrence Mathis. That's a name I know from the Atlanta Falcons. Wide out. Chris McIntosh, Wisconsin O-line. Also, another name of the Miami good team, talented teams. Bryant McKinney, Miami. Heath Miller, Virginia, tight end. Corey Moore, this is another name from the 2000s. D lineman, he was part of that big-time run with Michael Vick, all the way to that national championship. Herman Moore, Virginia. Kellen Moore, Boise State. Ooh. That one's the early one. Dan Neal, O-line, Texas. Hotada, Nagata. Hitoi Nagata. Oregon. I apologize to butcher your name there. D-tackle. Ken Norton Jr. Woo! Another old school name. UCLA, Julius Peppers. Name I know. North Carolina. Obviously, he was a Carolina standout. Paul Puzlusny, Penn State outstanding linebacker. Antoine Randall, QB, Mr. Do-It-All, when he got to the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Eric Rett, name I know from Florida Gators. Running back, Simeon Rice, Illinois. Ron Rivera on this list. Cali, linebacker. And Ron Rivera, actually, is your... let's see. He's your Commanders HC there. Matt Russell, linebacker, Colorado. Chris Samuels. Oh, that's the name I know. Alabama, very talented tackle. Big, huge tackle who mauled defensive ends. Their receivers, Tennessee, wide receiver there. We're getting to the end, folks. I had to go down this list that Michael Bishop is a part of, and this is a monster class. Monster list that Michael Bishop is trying to get in here. Dewey Selman, lead lineman, Oklahoma. Alex Smith, woo, Chief fans should know this one. Alex Smith, Utah, quarterback. From Justin Smith, D lineman, Missouri. Kevin Smith, A&M cornerback. Michael Stonebreaker, linebacker, Notre Dame. Taylor Stubblefield, wide receiver from Purdue. That guy knew how to get open. And this guy, woo, Tebow time, baby. Tim Tebow, quarterback, Florida. Troy Vincent of Wisconsin. We know what happened. What he did with the Philadelphia Eagles. DB, Chris Ward, offensive tackle, Ohio State. This guy, another name that you don't got to speak of, Peter Wark, FSU. I know him. And then this guy who just came out of retirement, 5 games left, helped the Rams win a Super Bowl. Eric Weddle, Utah, DB. D'Angelo Williams, Memphis, running back. Luis Sinjas, sorry, butcher your last name, apologize for that. Arizona kicker as well, and there are some coaches on here. I'm not going to go into that now because I'm at way past time, but that's just a list of players right there. I'm not going to go into coaches, obviously. I'm going to stop right there. Whew, that was some hard-hitting-ass names right there, including our own Michael Bishop there. So again, K-State Nation, let's get on it, folks. Let's get on it. We know how to promote on the Pro Project Podcast. So between me and Alex, get on there, vote for your guy. We got to the end of the month to do that. Again, we've been doing, it feels like we've been pumping up his candidacy since the start of this podcast a couple years ago. So definitely go on the ballot, K-State Nation. Make sure you vote Michael Bishop. I know you guys will do that as well. Man, that is an all-star caliber. If you put all-time college team together, that by itself might do it. Might win you. Might go undefeated. Might challenge the Miami Dolphins 72 team. So go vote for Michael Bishop. He's on the list, obviously. We know what he did. Made a huge impact for Kansas State. Again, stay tuned. Boy, we have, again, just want to reiterate, again, this podcast is partnered up with the Rally in the Valley coming August 6th in less than 2 months. Here in Manhattan, Kansas, it will be taking place behind the parking lot of the Midwest Car Collection there. And we're very excited to be partnered up with that and excited still to be promoting this as well to you guys. So definitely, if you got K-State Nation, if you guys are interested, obviously it's a one-day event, so mark it down on your calendars for sure. And hopefully we will definitely, it's in the works, plan on an in-person interview, which will be on the podcast, so I will let you know when that goes down for sure. So jam-packed summer here. Looking forward to that event as well and checking that out. Yours truly as well, the Pro Project Podcast. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to do that right now while everything is kind of calm right now in between the NCAA's Track and Field Outdoor Championships and the beginning of soccer and football season. Might want to hit that subscribe button and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, whether you're here in Manhattan, Kansas, or out west in Cali, or east, or up north in Milwaukee, where we have a good listenership there. Make sure you check out the Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. That's a wrap on another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.